We are learning Maseches Bamatzia, Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting two lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph. Ahu Raya Dava Karoyi Chiyusa Aguda Dinahar Papa. There was this shepherd who was, we're assuming a shepherd gets paid for his work. He's a shepherd, and he was watching his chayas on the banks of the river Papa. Sharu Chavanai Ovenafel Amaya. One of them slipped and fell into the water and died. Also, Kameda Rabba, they came to Rabba, the Shaila, is the shepherd Chayef for this behemoth that fell into the water. Well, Patre, he says it's Potter. Omar, he explained why you're Potter. He said, Maya Bala Mabba, what should he have done? The behemoth slipped, what should he do? Hanata, because not Inchi, atop on my base. He watched it like a normal person watched it. So it's not considered Gneva Va'aveda, it's considered like an Oinus. What should the guy do? Omle Abaya, that's called Oinus. This guy's a Shem Asach, it's his job. If he went up to the city, for example, everyone goes up to the city by lunchtime. He goes up at lunchtime to eat lunch. You only tell me he's potter? I'm like, yeah. Because the machlokes here, Abaya and Rabba over here is, does a Shomer Socha have to watch it more than a normal person because he's getting paid for it? So he said, no, he doesn't have to watch it. He can be normal. And therefore, he watching a normal person is good enough. So what about Gana? Rabbi asked, what about Gana Porta, but isn't the Gana Inchi? He took a nap, whenever he takes a nap. How can I have the Porta? Well, yeah, he's Porta. So he's only saying, Rabbi and Abaya, if a Shomer Socha has to extra Shmira, I know we have a Gnei Veda, that's a Pasuk, that a Shomer Socha has to have a Gnei Veda, because that's a little bit of a Pshia. It's Kain a Pshia, you shouldn't let it get stolen, you should have put it away nicely, or a Veda, you should have remembered where you put it, don't let it get lost. But akaponim, when you do something normal, you eat lunch or you take a little nap, that's not that you could do. Even a Shem Yisrael could do it. The Abaya says, no, you ain't paid for it, you gotta do extra shmir. And that's the Machlokes Rabba and Abaya. So that's gonna be the discussion of our Eisveh coming up. Eisveh. Eluhein oinsim Shem Yisrael potter lehem. What's an example of an oinis that Shem Yisrael is potter? Could go in like the Pasuk that says in Eoiv, beginning of Eoiv, it says that Eoiv lost everything. And one of the things he lost was his children and his animals, everything. It says in the pasuk, "Vatipol shiva, vatikachem, v'esana arim hikul ficharav." It says they took all his behemoths and also his na'arim, the hikul ficharav. But what does it say? Shiva. And it says the brisa, that's considered oinus. When an army comes and takes away everything, but stam, if it falls into the water, that's not called oinus. Amalei. So the chari takasha on Rabba. That's not called oinus. Fell into the water. There, that brisa that says that this is the type of oinus you're potter on, it's talking about shomrei ha'ir belayla, that your whole job is to watch the goof. You have to realize a roya is a shomrei safa. You're right, but it's not his job to shomrei ha'ir. His job is to take care of the animals. When you take care of the animals, you can act normal. If you're a night watchman, you can't say, oh, everyone sleeps at night, I'm going to sleep at night. You're a chazoni mas, that's your job. Then it's pashit. The only time it's oinus is vatipol shiva. How far does Shem Yisrael have to go to watch the behemoth? That until the situation, like Yaakov Avinu told Lavan, that by day I got burnt from the sun, and at night I got frozen from the frost. And v'tidar shnasi me'enai, and I didn't sleep a wink. So here, that's how much Hashem Yisrael is chayv. So you see, he is chayv to go the extra mile. Amalei hasunami b'chazoni masa. There also, Yaakov Avinu was talking about he was a night watchman. Amalei otu Yaakov Avinu chazoni masava. Was Yaakov Avinu a night watchman? He was a regular roy, a regular shepherd. So Gemara, no. Amalei lava natar. Amalei lava natri lechon atirusi yaseiru chazoni masa. He was telling Elovino, I watched it extra special mufir mishuris adin, just like a chazoni masa, but it's not a riot to Ashayla. So two bumper kashas on Abaya, on Rava. Two bumper kashas on Rava. That is master. The only time he put this only about real oinus. So he said, okay, chazoni masa. Let's go via the nacha kasha. Eisve. Roya shay roya. A roya that was doing his job, he was shepherding his flock. Vaniach Edre, he left the flock, and he went to the city to have a coffee. A wolf came and was Taraf, killed one of the animals of Ari Vidaras. The difference between Daras and Taraf, Rashi explains, Taraf means he gives it a bite and schleps it to his place where he eats it, and Ari eats it on the spot. That's the difference between Daras and Taraf. Back upon him, He went up to the city, and while he was there, a lion or a wolf came and did damage. Ain oimrim, we don't say ilu hoyu shama yamatzel. We don't say that's pasha. If he would have been there, he would have saved it. Eloimdim, so we have to evaluate the situation. Im yochel hatzel, if he could have saved it if he was there, then he's chayt. Mlav, naat, is potter. So what do we see here? That if he left at a time and when he could have saved it, then Allah is, why he's chayv? Why is he chayv? Because he left. And if he left, that was a tain on him. But my lav, all we're talking about case, they left, the al ba'idna, my lav, the al ba'idna, the al inchi, went up when it was a normal time to go up, went to lunch break. And what do you see? Chayv. So it's a kasha on Rabbah. So the Maloy, the al ba'idna, the loy al inchi, he went up in the wrong time. In the wrong time. He was a peshe, he left. Frankly, Mari, okay, am I potter? So if that's the case, even if he couldn't have saved from the lion, why is he potter? We paskin that here is a pshio, he went up. If he went up, and here is a oinus, even though he couldn't save it, he should be chayiv. Are you going to ask me from your bekiyas, Baba Kam, Baba Metzia, that we know that chilos of pshio is only chayiv if it had some kind of shaykhis to the pshio? Even though it's not the pshia itself, but some kind of shaykhis. We know, let's say, for example, if someone, the halacha is, let's say, a shamechina is not chayiv for geneva. But if you put the money in a place where it could have got burnt, and then it was stolen from that place, so then it's cool. Because the ma'aseh, if I would have put it under the ground where it can't get burnt, it wouldn't have got stolen either. That's an example. So here, this is a big kasha. So Tosis on Daf Ayin Ches asked this kasha, and he says, if he would have stayed there, then he probably, the way it works is a raya brings his flock from place to place. So it's very possible in other place the Ari wouldn't have came. So therefore, that's why he does have Shaykh instead of Pshia. And the Maharaj kasha is basically, if you went up at a different time, because Rabbah, if your Rabbah was saying is, it has to be went up when you're not supposed to go up, so why are you potter when you couldn't save it? The Chayr is Chalas Pshia of Sefer Bainas, and for the Gemara, the Shama call Ari of all. He heard, the case was, he went up Bainas. The shepherd heard a lion and he ran. Va'ol. He ran. So that's the case, and therefore you're potter if you couldn't save it. Because you went up a different time. No, you went up because you scared of a lion. Freite mar yachi, oim de moisa, ma'av lemeba. So we have to know what the yachi, my shah is borrowed the yachi over here. The Mar's kasha words were, yachi, so what's my oim? How can you save it? How can you save from a lion? So why isn't the kasha anyway? Why is that for kasha now? My shah asks this kasha, my shah. So the Ritva says basically is that if you didn't have a Zed sign, Shomakal Arye Va'al, and you were Zed Sign that he went up when Ba'inud Lo Ali Inchi, so then it's not Shver, because maybe if you would have been here, you would have found a way to save it. Elamaisa, now you went up now out of the place, so that's why it happened. Mashainkin, now that we're saying is, you heard a lion screaming, you ran, so you were so scared, what could have you done already? It's like, you were scared, you ran, that's why. That's why you weren't here, because you ran away because you were scared. In Abaya doesn't have learned that he's Shomakariya. Abaya learns, he went up, and he went up at a time when people go up. So that wasn't considered a Pshia. Like Taisa speaks out, it's only considered like Geneva Aveda. And as those chalosos of b'shir of sefer b'ainus becomes a geneva aveda, Tosfos speaks out. Very important Tosfos. Tosfos saying, keep halt cheshbon. If you have baya, what's the case? He went up a eili inchi. So there, if he could have saved it, the halacha is that if he could have saved it, then he's chayiv. But he couldn't have saved it, he's potter. Why? He did something wrong by going up. But that's only chalosos of a geneva aveda. No, not that's only for Rabbah. It's only for Rabbah. We're going for Abaya. That's the Kash Rabbah. And here it says that Yechayiv, if you could have saved Yechayiv, why Yechayiv? If you went up, you could have gone over. So Abaya says you're still Chayiv because you're not to go up. It's a Gnev Aveda. But if you couldn't have saved it, then it's not called Tchilos of Pshir, because it's not a Pshir, it's a Gnev Aveda. But according to Rabbah, we're talking about you went up illegally, so it's Chilos of Pshir. No, he didn't go up illegally. He went up because he heard the lion. If he went up, he heard the lion. So then you can't save anything. He ran up because he was scared. So even if he could have saved it, what could have he done? He was running from the Kol Aryeh. He was running from the Kol Aryeh. He was running away because the lion was screaming. So and for the Gemara, once he heard the lion screaming, he should have gathered the shepherds and gathered sticks and take care of the lion. If that's the case, Samayir Hashem Esacha. So why are we saying the case dafka by Hashem Esacha? And when it says a roya, smash with dafka Hashem Esacha is brisa. So why are we talking with dafka Hashem Esacha? Even by Hashem Echinim also should have the same halacha. It's smash by here. It says roya dafka by Hashem Esacha. I feel Hashem Echinami. The Amar who the Amar, because you said the Amar who the Amar Hashem Echinim Shela Kamarev Maklis like Kidim Chayev. Even Hashem Echinim who could have saved himself on Riyas Chayev, he should have done that. So tomorrow I'll tell you why. Shem Echinam Echinam. Shem Echinam only has to use what's at his disposal only if it's for free. But Shem Esacha B'Schar. Shem Esacha even has to hire other Rayim to chase after the lion. Ba'ad Kama. How much money does he have to spend? Akadei Demeim. Total the price of the animals. For example, if all the whole flock is worth $500, he can spend up to $500 to protect his animals. Ba'echa Frey tomorrow. What do you mean? He has to pay for that? Mara thought that he has to pay that $500 of his own money. So does he have to pay? Shem Zach has to pay $500 to save these animals? Is he chayv an insim? So Mara, no. The hodah shakal the baal bayis. He'll go back to the baal bayis, take the $500. Omer papa la bayis. If that's the case, yochi ma hanile minay. Like, so what did he? So what did he gain? Let it get killed. He's costing him $500 anyway. Let it get killed. What do you do? What do you help? So Mara says, no. If I'm gonna pay $500, I'd rather have my animals. Rather than having $500 cash. Nafkamina lakushra de chiyusa. Nafkamina is you already know your animals, you already trained them in, and therefore there's a maila of having your own behemoths. You're not able to tirchi yaseira, you don't have to go buy them. So akaponim, that's what's going on over here. We have mechleges rabba and abaya, if you have to walk, you can't even go up when you can't go up. And we had a whole shaila over here by the Ari. And we said, the case was here, the guy ran up from the Karlari. That's why it wasn't, if he went up, when everyone went up, he tackled the potter. But here, he went up from the Karlari, so what should he have done? And the Gemara said, he should have hired Rayim and Maklis. Maklis are sticks. Rav Chista v'Rav Ravuna lo yisvir le Rava. Rav Chista v'Rav Ravuna hold like a baya. They don't hold a Rava. The Amri, l'hochi yavi l'cha agra, why did I pay you? I gave you money to do extra watching, and therefore they hold like Rabaya, you can't just go up and take a nap. Even if everyone takes a nap, you have to do the tirus in yisera, and that's what we paskin like, this man the Amar, like a baya holds, that you have to do the tirus in yisera. But others, like the two first brises, have a mashmaya like that. Really, all the three brises have really the mashmaya like that. But others of law have a kamavich yusa gamel denorish. But others of law was taking his chayis across the bridge of the river Nerish. Doch v'chod l'charvata, one behemoth kicked the other one and knocked him off into the water. So these are mine and killed him. Also, my papa chayiv. He said the chayiv. I'm like, my heavenly member, what should I do? It's normal. I'm taking my flock across the bridge. What am I supposed to do? Amalei, he said, you should have took one at a time. Do you know anyone in our nation that does that? That brings it 1-1? Amalei, yeah, I already told everyone they have to do that. Your chiyuv is, your Hashem Esach, you got to do one at a time, single file. And don't tell me no one does it. That's not an excuse. No, it's not an excuse. It's not an excuse. No one does it. Lamai said, "This is what you mechuyev to do," and therefore he said, "Yichai." Avoy afkid kista be runya. Avoy gave his flax to the house of Runya. Rashi says he was a shem mechinam. Also, shavoy sham teminei. A army came and grabbed it away, or a ganovim came and took it away. L'soyfuk a ganov. Lamai said, at the end, everyone realized who the ganov is, and if you took the guy to the bez, then you get it back. So who's mechuyev to get this pishton back? Remember, Runya really is potter, he's a shem mechinam. But on the other hand, we know who the ganav is. So maybe he has to go bring the ganav to Bezdin and say, look, you stole it from me. Got to give it back to me. So who's mechuyev to do that? Also, come to Rav Nachman. Chayev. Rav Nachman said, you're chayev to pay and go get it back from the ganav. That's what you should do. Like Rashi says, chayev l'shalom, hol v'hukar ganav, lo yafs l'klum, alov l'troyach ha-ganav, v'achi yes v'yadu. You go to the ganav, get it from him. So break the Marlaim and Pligid Ravuna Ba'oven, maybe he's arguing Ravuna Ba'oven, the Shalach Ravuna Ba'oven, Nignava Ba'inus, if something got stolen Ba'inus, V'achach Hukar Aganav, and afterwards the Ganav was found. So he says like this, it depends. Im shem echinam hu rotu nishmarotu ha'isim edim. If you're shem echinam, you have a choice. Either you can swear and pat yourself and tell the owner to go make the beam din taira, or if one, you can do the din taira. But im shem esachu ha'isim edim, you have to do the din taira if ain't nishmarotu doesn't swear. So what do you see from here, from Rav Huna Ba'avan, that if it's shem echinam, you're mechuyiv to go, you're not mechuyiv to go to Bezdin. You're not mechuyiv, you can be potter. And here Rav Nachman says you're mechuyiv, so it's tira Rav Nachman Rav Huna. Omar Rava. No, Hosam Gavra the poor Mushko have a kaime. The Rama called Hosam Asle. Rama says the case here was, but the case of Rav Nachman, it was a stickle of Pshia. Because when this Ganav came to steal the Kisna, the police were standing right there. And he could have screamed and said, hey, this guy's stealing from me. He didn't say anything. Therefore, he's considered a Pshia. Therefore, he's Chayiv. Therefore, he's Chayiv Shchakes. Even though he's Chayiv Shchakes, and he's Chayiv even to go to Bezdin. He's even Chayiv to go to Bezdin because here is a Pshia. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. It's the Eiv Echad Ein Oynes. Remember, we're talking about continuing the sugya of Shemrim, which we continue through Hashayel, Perek Hashayel. So, Zeiv Echad Ein Oynes. If one wolf attacks your flock, it's not an Oynes. It's very easy to chase away a wolf. Shnei Zeivim Oynes. If it's two Zeivim, then it's Oynes. Because that already is hard to deal with. Rav Yudayim V'shas V'shalachas Zeivim Av Zeiv Echad Oynes. Rav Yehuda says that B'shas, when there's a gzera from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's chased, that wolves are chasing after people and killing people, then even one is an oynus. Shnei kalavim, two dogs, even two dogs, ain't oynus. You do it because a dog you get rid of. You do a bavli oymer, mishra meyer, meruach echad, ain't oynus. From one direction, two dogs come, it's not oynus. Mishtei ruach is coming from two directions, oynus, then it's not oynus. Halistim, harez oynus. Listim, which means listim mezuyim, armed robbers, that's considered oynus. Ha'ari, a lion, a dove, a bear, a nomer, a leopard, a bardless, a bobcat, a nokash, and a snake, a real oinus, they're all considered dangerous animals, considered oinus. Amosav is bam shabom alayim. That's only if you were tending your flock happily, and this animal came. If you go into the jungle with your flock, that's not called oinus, that's called a psia. Mesik adarka, if it drops dead from a heart attack, or raise oinus. Sokva mesa, if you made it work very hard and you abused it basically, and it died, ain't oinus, that's called oinus. Also, raise chukim, loshe chukim, if it climbed up a mountain against your will, and if a fnuffle and a fell, raise oinus. But a hell raise chukim, if you brought it up the mountain because you wanted to use it there, and then also a fell off, fnuffle mesa, ain't oinus, that's not oinus, why'd you bring it up this sharp mountain? Zok to Gemara, say in the Mishnah, ze'ev echod, one wolf, is not an oinus. But Tanya, Zeiv Echad oinus, one wolf is an oinus. Omrachav Yisrael, Pasha Teres. Ahi b'shas, m'shalachas Zeivim Rav Yudi. That's going in a time when there's a gzeira from Makaris Baruch, that the Zeivim are coming after people to kill people, and it's going according to Rav Yehuda, which holds that m'shalachas Zeivim is considered a oinus. Halistim areza oinus. It's said in the Mishnah, listim is oinus. Freyti Gemara, Amai, Luke Garal Adi Gavra. Why is a robber called oinus? Just beat him up, give him a punch. Amarav, a list of mezuyim, which are armed robbers. Like we attached the Mishnah to armed robbers, that's when it's oinus. And Barlu, list of mezuyim, raya mezuyim. If it's list of mezuyim, and this raya actually has an arm also. So what's the halacha? So now it's one against one. Mao, mirminuk, gavra, lahadi gavra, it's not oinus. That you have an arm also. Why should the ganav win you? You win the ganav. Oidilma, no. The ganav always, hi, moise nafshi. He's coming to moise nafshi. He's ready to kill or get killed. He doesn't care. But hi, Limas Nafshi, here, Roya is not interested in a fight. So he doesn't fight as much. So what's the halacha? Talking about Mestavra, the high Masa Nafshi, Limas Nafshi. It's Mestavra that list of Mazuim is considered oinus, even if you have an arm. Because Lemaisa, he's coming to kill. Omale Abaya, Lerava, Ashkeche Roya, if a Roya finds a ganev, a robber with a gun, and he tells him, Omale, he tells the guy, you gambasarya, you stinky ganav, you spoiled ganav, beduchta planya svinon, you think, I'll tell you where we are, you know, I'm so strong, I'll tell you exactly where we are. Kach v'kach, atap on base now, kach v'kach gavri yikabadon, we have 48 people, kach v'kalbi yikabadon, we have this many dogs, kach v'azukoso, pesikolon, this many slingshots we have, lon, and the guy comes and steals the whole flock. My, he was raising him up and saying, like, you think you get me? I'll tell you exactly where we are. I'll tell you what we have. And he still can't get me. He rates the guy on. And the guy comes and Taka steals everything. What's the halacha? My, that's equivalent to bringing your animals into the jungle. You're raising on, you're enticing this ganav, if you're enticing this ganav and raising him on, then that's considered your peshia, and that's not considered oinus, and then you're chayiv.